So discussing, there's going to be a few weeks on the general sig of Kiddush, but this week is the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush from Atayya. So the Gemara says that Nashmar Chayav is in Kiddush Midaraisa, and it says why is there been another Mitzvah Sishan and Grama? So the Gemara says, since you have a Hekki Zachar B'Shamar, so therefore, just like the Mechuyiv in Shamar, because Shamar is a Laisase, is the Isser of doing Malacha, and on the Laisase we're not Mechar B'tina Nashim, so too the Mechuyav and Zachar, and Nashim are Mechuyavais in Kiddush Midaraisa. Derchagav, we'll get into this. There's as we will see, we'll be touching on this later on about the mitzvah havdalah. If the mitzvah zachar includes havdalah also, there's a shaila of nashim archayavas in havdalah. There is a minig brought down. The Magen Avraham brings down a minig that nashim don't drink the wine from havdalah. However, that minig is only when there is a man available to drink. There's no isser for them to drink the wine of havdalah. There's nothing wrong with them drinking the wine of Dalla. The minig for them not to, different from what the makar the minig is. But if they're only nashim in the house, then they are mechuyiv. Then like as we'll see, it's a machlekes. But a component they should be machmir that they're mechuyiv to make Avdallah, and in which case avad they have to make the bracha and drink the wine. So the There's two different general approaches in the Rishayim, what the gather of this mitzvah of Kiddush is. So, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, on page Ches, Shetzivonu l'kadosh l'shabbos, v'loim ha'dvarim b'chnisase uvi yitziyase. This is one Kiddush, the Rambam holds Havdalah also, the Raisa. Nazkir bam yitziyas Mitzrayim, that in Mitzvah Shem we're going to see a different week about. Comes from Gemara Pesachim, that the Gemara says it's a chiyuv to be maski yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. We're going to see about that, if that's part of the mitzvah deraiser, if that's derabonon, or could be we don't pass like this at all. But the Rambam brings it down here. And,
is the Rambam hold by
Avdala also? Oh, that's part of the question. Is that Luchayr and Lufi the Shitas Rambam, if we hold that Zechir Shitas Mitzrayim is deraisa and Kiddush and Avdala is part of Kiddush, Luchayr, we should need Zechir Shitas Mitzrayim by Havdal as well, which we don't do, obviously. That's what we're going to see about that when we get into the Inyan of Shkiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim Mitzvah Shem. So the Rambam says the mitzvah is Kiddush Hayoyim Umahalosoi Vehevdeiloi Mishar Hayomim Akeid Menav Abayim Achrof. That the Inyan of Kiddush is to talk about the Mail of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos. Kiddush of Shabbos means that you speak about the Mail of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Shabbos. And the Rambam says Zachreu v'katcheu v'bracha, which we'll see is a machlokes rishonim, but the Rambam holds that saying it in a nusach of a bracha is part of the mitzvah, and the rishonim say that this bracha is a birchas hadaah, which makes a lot of sense according to Shitas Rambam, that the inyan is to be speak about the ma'ayos hayoyim. And the other Rambam yet also says a similar lashon. He says Zachreu v'katcheu v'bracha kiloimar Zachreu zechiris shvach v'kiddush. Kiddush here means Kedusha has a lot of different connotations. One of them means the word Kedusha means miyuchad. It means it's something special. It means Kadcheyu means say that Shabbos is a special day. There is grad gears in the Rambam Zachreyu Zachir Shabbos, but it doesn't quite read in the Rambam, and most of the Nuschais in the Rambam is Zachreyu Zachir Shvach v'Kiddush.
What's the concept of a bracha before the
Anshei Kedusha? Well, we have a concept of a bracha, for example, Birchas HaMazon.
But what was that?
What was that? So the question is, that's a good question. What exactly is the concept of a bracha? Meaning, is there anything, it means, do you need to use even the word baruch? I mean, it means some sort of expression of Shvach V'Hidah. The question is, do you need to use the baruch? Shem U'malchus, Shem, all these things. That's a good question. What would be Lamashal, the real place to ask this question, but Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is the one bracha that the Torah uses the word Uveirachta. The question, what would that mean Midrash? I mean, we know the Nusach, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, the Gemara tells us. But the question is, what exactly would it mean Midrash? So, that's a good question. For example, the many Rishayim say, the Gemara seems to say, many Rishayim pass like this Lameisa, and Ben pass like this Lameisa, that Birch Satayra is the Raisa. And there, the Torah doesn't use the word Baruch. There, the Torah uses the word Havu Gaido. And the Gemara also uses the same term, Birchas Tayr Deraisa.
We usually don't hear that Kiddush is the bracha of Kiddush of the Deraisa.
Right. Pashtus is seems to be a Talmud Rishayim about this Nakuda. Is the Lashon of the bracha Mideraisa or just the Kiddush? Now, this is the Sheet of the Rambam, as we saw that in two places, and the Chinuch also says such a lashon. He taka does not mention bracha. He also says shibim zachar gedulas hayayim u'ma'alosim u'ma'alosim l'shvach mishayayim shavolachim. Some very simple lashon Rambam that the inyan is to speak about the kedusha and the gedula and the ma'ila of Shabbos. That's the inyan of kiddush. So that seems to be the shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch. That is the mitzvah of kiddush. The Ramban has a different pshat in this halakha. The first of all, Stam, in Tzatz Zachar, the Rambam says there's really, in the midst of Zachar, there are two dinim. He says it's what the Chazal Darish of Kiddush. He says, the Pashat mitzvah of Zachar in Shas V'Kadshay means that you should refer to the days of the week, that every single day of the week you should remember Shabbos, by referring to the days of the week as Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, the Shabbos. And in fact, I saw recently one of the places you say that you should be, when you say at the beginning of Shir Shayim, Hayayim Yayim Rishon Shabbos, Hayayim Rishon Shabbos, you should be Mechavim to Mekayim and Mitzvah say Dereis Al Das Ramban, the Mekayim say Dereis Al Zachas Yem Shabbos Al Kadshe. I think the Shalal says it. Because every day when you say that, that's besides the Mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. But the Ramban in the Mitzvah of Kiddush, he understands it differently than, he seems to understand it differently than the Rambam. He says in page Yudalid, "Ki'inyan v'kidashtem mishas chemish shonah shu ton kiddush bezdin lein b'yavam mekudesh mekudesh." So he says that just like there are days when we have to make kaddish the yom, just like yishtol suyayvul, so to Shabbos you have to make kaddish to Shabbos. So in other words, you are Mekadosh Yom is literally, you are designating the Yom as Yom Shel Kedusha. Just like by Knesset Yevil, Chazal designated the Shnas Yevil as Yom Shel Kedusha, so too, on Shabbos, you have to designate the Shabbos Yom Shel Kedusha. And the Bring Down Him, Aaron Chalavis, is a Selb Shad, Pish Bechnisosai, Kedarch Shebez de Mekadosh HaMayadim. Again, the same idea. There, there's not, the Bezdin Kashrus Ma'idim doesn't mean that Bezdin says what a special day Yom Tov is. It means they actually create the Kedusha Ma'idim by being Mekadosh the Chodesh. They create.
Well, the Yovel, if they didn't say the Kedush, it's not Kedusha Yovel.
Right. Oh, so that is Right. So that is the point that the Baal Taisus make. That the Baal Taisus asked the Kasha, that why do we have to say Kiddush if Shabbos is Kriya V'Kayma? We understand Rish Chaydish, the halacha is, if Bezdin wouldn't be in the Kaddish the Chadashim, the Taka wouldn't be Kaddish. The only reason why we have Yom Tov today, the Rishayim says, because Hillel HaZakim made was the Kaddish, all the Chadashim for future, so we wouldn't have it. But like you said, if Bezdin wouldn't be Kaddish Yevil, we wouldn't have Yevil.
Well, it's Hillel the son of Hillel,
right. Not the Tanhil. Right, the times of the early Amoraim, they would still be Mekadosh al Pi. Times of the Amoraim, Tanoim, the Hill of Tana, they were Mekadosh al Pi Riyah still. So the Taisus tells Su, the idea that we have by Bechar Behemet Tahira, the Allah is that Bechar Behemet Tahira is Kaddish Me'elah. So the person has the Behemet Tahira, so the firstborn becomes Kaddish as Kaddish Bechar. This is why nowadays, anyone who owns animals, they're trying to be very careful that they sell a chelik of the mother to a guy, because the halacha is that once you have a shutzvah of a mother, the shutzvah akum, then there's no kedusha, because otherwise, since today, we really don't have what to do with it, because you have to wait till it gets a mum, and you're not allowed to do a vaydu with it. So, but the halacha is midiraisa, a b'char behematayis kaddish, and yet the Gemara Nedarim says that you're supposed to be magdishit. There's a mitzvah to be magdishit. There's a mitzvah to be magdishit. Kedushas peh. So it's all kind of shining exactly how that works. What's if it's kaddish already? What are you doing? with declaring Kaddish of being Magdashit. Normally you take a behema that's chulin, and you're Magdashit as an oil, the shlamim, whatever carbon you want to be Magdashit here. As here it's Kaddish already, so that's exactly exactly what you're doing. But there is such a mitzvah of taking something which already has Kedusha and designating it as a Davar Kaddish. So the Tai says that's the same idea as what you're doing on Shabbos. You're taking the Yoin that already has Kedusha, Shabbos is Kedusha, Shabbos is Kedusha Kaima, and you're designating it as the Yoin Kaddish. So this fits in very well with the Ramban, the Maram Chalava, that that's the idea of the mitzvah of being Mekadosh Shabbos is specifying as Yoin Kaddish. Now,
how's that different than the first, the other Rishon Rambam?
The Rambam is your what the mitzvah is that you're supposed to be mishabeach.
Also,
the ma'os hayoyim.
Meaning, that's makodesh and different than mavdol from the other days.
Right, but what you're saying is you're speaking about the fact that this is a special day. You're not designating it as a Yom Kedusha. You're saying this day has a ma'ilu to you. You are talking about the ma'ilu of the day. Meaning, if I just say Hayyim Kodesh, according to the Shitas Ramban and Shitas HaTaisvis, and Shitas HaTaisvis in the Askenim and the Ram Chalava, that is the Kedusha. I just say today is Kodesh.
It makes it just Chal Kedusha?
That's the question. What are you actually making Kedusha or not? But the Iker Kedusha is just the designation that this is the aim of Kedusha.
But we already have the Kedusha is already there.
Right. So that's what Taish says, that we see such a concept by Bukhar Behemoth Tahira, that even though it has Kedusha without you designating it, but there's an Indian for you to designate it.
What does that mean? It's Kaddish, but you still we just want you to.
That's a big shadow. I mean, over there itself, there's a.
If you didn't do it, I guess.
If you didn't do it, you it's still Kaddish, right? You still it's Aser Bavayda. You keep Makom as the carbon. It's still you could still. But there is some. But there is some Chalais Kedusha. It sounds like from your shadow there is some Chalais Kedusha. For example, if you the whole tumult is if you could you be Matzis something else in the Kedusha's Bukhar because there's an additional Kedusha. That's also Yinadarim that comes to with your Kedusha's path. So there is some sort of designation of Kedusha that's Chal with your Kedusha's path.
So we're saying for Kedusha also the same thing as Kaddish?
The Yoyim Shah is Kaddish, and you're designating as Yoyim Kaddish. So for example, let's say you just say it's a Yoyim Kaddish, but without saying the Inyanim of a lashon of shvach u'mayos hayayim. So according to the other rishonim, according to the Ramban and the Kalava and Taisus, that would be enough. According to Rambam, that wouldn't be enough. Also, the shaila of bracha, whatever it means exactly, that you have to make it benosach bracha. Not clear exactly what it means. You have to make it benosach bracha, but that fits in a lot better with. I mean, avada now Chazal were masakin of such bracha. So for us, not nafkamina. We'll see. Could make nafkaminas with what you yaitz deraisa. But your yaitz, according to these rishonim, luchay, you should be able to be yaitz deraisa even without a such bracha. Another thing would be, for example, the Rajba, who seems to the Rajba asks the kasha also. The Rajba says we find that there's kiddush dinim of kiddush deraisa. There are bunches of the ikir din of kiddush deraisa, but the actual nusach is the rabbanan. He says the kiddush yom lusker aisha bechnisasai kein shvach v'kilus. And he says, for example, he says you yaitz the mitzvah deraisa by saying bay chala, or if you lay in one of the parshias vaychulu or v'shamru with all these things yaitz the deraisa. Now he said he's mashish mavur the Rashba that you don't need a bracha mideraisa, but you do need something that's a shvach v'kilus liyam Shabbos. It's not enough to just say it's Shabbos. And the Rashba l'shita say, I think it makes a lot of sense. The Rashba says the reason why. That the Rabbanon Masakin, even though he says it is only Din der Rabbanon, because the reason why the Rabbanon Masakin you have to say Kiddush al Yayin is based on the concept of Einayim Mashir al Yayin. So something that's a Shvach V'Kilus has to be said al Yayin. Now, everyone holds that that's that's only Derabbanan. No, I should say everyone. Most Shitas hold it's only Derabbanan. We'll see, I think next week we're going to get more into that, what exactly the din of Kiddush HaYayin. But how closely related this is to the Raisha would depend on these two Shitas. If you're Yoytse, if the Indian is Shvach V'Kivus, or it's an Indian of being Mekadosh V'Yayin. Now, there's a big tumult in the Rishonim, exactly in the Achrayim, exactly what do you have to do, what do you have to say in order to be Mekayim? What's the minimum you have to say to Mekayim the Mitzvah Kiddush D'Oraisa? And the big Nafkimina L'Mais is the tumult in the Achrayim as follows. That we know, we start off, Nashim are Mechuyavos in Kiddush. So how do you yaitze Kiddush? The answer is that you yaitze them when you get home. You get home from Shul, you yaitze Kiddush. The Shaiva is L'Chayra, which is among Yavram, is Ma'arid Iker Yusayda Shaiva. L'Chayra, the husband, was yaitze Kiddush Midiraisa when he made Kiddush, when he davened, because in Tefillah, among Yavram, is yaitze Kiddush, Shaila. We'll get into when we get to the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. In Tefillah, pastors, you don't mention Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Maybe there's some remnants to it. But Akapala Samag Avram says that in Kiddush you yaitse the mitzvah Kiddush D'Oraisa, and when you come home to the Maitzi, your wife, she has not yet davened. Let's say if she's davened Ma'ariv, great, but if she hasn't, we often Lashem from Ma'ariv don't daven, so if she hasn't davened Ma'ariv, so she has not been yaitse the mitzvah Kiddush D'Oraisa. So you are only mechuyev now midrabbanan, and she's still mechuyev midraisa. So normally that wouldn't be a problem, because the klal is that if you're mechuyev in a mitzvah, and the halacha is that afa pishi yatsa maitzi. Normally we say that even if you were already yatsa in the mitzvah, you can still be maitzi someone else midin arvus. The problem is over here that there's a question: the machlokes nachreinim, is there arvus on Nashim? There's a Rosh that seems to say no Arvus on Nashim. Other Achreinim want to say the Rosh, they do learn the Rosh means Kipshutai. Other Achreinim want to say the Rosh only means mitzvahs that they're not Mukhivin. But that's a Tomul Achreinim. How do you do that? So one age that they do, which is based on the Mitzvah they bring down here, is come home from Shul, you tell your wife Good Shabbos. Hopefully, if things are okay at home, she'll answer you Good Shabbos. And in which case, she's Yaitzeh, says, could be she's Yaitzeh with that. She was also Yaitzeh there. I said, so now when you get to sit down to make Kiddush, you're doing only the Mitzvah Derabbanan, you're okay. So, there's one svara that the Achreinim say, that Bechlal, that when the Chazal were Masak in certain ways to Mekayim Mitzvah, and this is one of the examples, Kiddush al Kais, is that a person has Kavana to be Yaitzeh the Mitzvah the way they're Derabbanan Masakim. So even though Midiraisa, you could have been Yaitzeh with Tfila, like the Magen Avraham says, but a person's kavana is to be yaitzeh the mitzvah the way Chazal Masakin, and therefore, even if he doesn't have specific kavana, that he didn't have that kavana not to be yaitzeh in shul, and that he has yaitzeh home, but he wants to do it the way Chazal Masakin, and since Chazal Masakin, Kiddush al Kais, so even though theoretically you could be yaitzeh the Raisa, you're still yaitzeh the mitzvah. You still yaitze Kiddush al Kais. The place where this svar, because very negaya, in the last piece, one of the last pieces over here, they bring down from Meishter Machmei the Mazmanim, is on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur the Shaila will see if Yom Kippur b'chol is a mitzvah Kiddush midiraisa, could be there is, but on Yom Kippur Shechali is b'Shabbos. There definitely is a mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush. So when are you yaitze that mitzvah? You don't make Kiddush al Kais, obviously. So that's actually a shayla. The Rishayim has kasha on the tzad. There is one tzad of Rishayim to see more about next week's mitzvah. That the din to recite the Kiddush al Kais, not necessarily to drink from the Kais, but the din to recite the Kiddush al Kais is deraisa. So that's the Rishayim has. Like that sheet does, even on Yom Kippur you should make Kiddush al Kais. But if there isn't, but definitely when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you yaitze the mitzvahs Kiddush with Tfila. So where's your kavana? We know that the klal we pass him the mitzvah deraisa mitzvahs kavana. So you think you're just davening? You don't necessarily realize that you're being yaitze the mitzvahs Kiddush. So the Ma'idim Zan says this klal based on the Chayyadam, that if Chazal Masak in certain things that with this Amira, they're masakin this Amira to the Yetzir this mitzvah. So even though you're not having specific kavana, oh, I know now the Yetzir this is kiddush their Isa, but since Chazal are masakin that, so therefore that's you're doing it because Chazal told you to do it. So that's called you're doing it al daitam, and that's enough for the kavanas mitzvah. So it could be that would be a svar here also. But getting back to Yitzhak says, has this tzad, that mentioning, just saying the Shabbos is enough, so the Mishnah asks, that in Bialach asks, others ask that, that what would he do with the fact of Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim, could be the Yitzhak holds you don't need Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim. But the Mishavura, the Bialach asks, the Rambam says he needs Shvach V'kilos. So like the other Rishayim, that's just the din of being Mekadosh Shabbos. So he's saying that Shabbos is enough. So but the question is,
what?
You need a bracha. Right. So bracha. So he zicher. He zicher nemi, and you don't need bracha. Right. There could be beyond bracha zicher derabanan.
The
Rambam is Vashem Dereisa. The Rambam is Vashem Dereisa. And the Rambam Yad is not so clear, because the Rambam Yad, when he mentions in Halacha Aleph, where he describes the mitzvah, he doesn't mention bracha. In Halacha Beis, he says the Nusach HaKiddush, obviously he says there's the bracha, he says the Nusach we say. In Halacha Aleph, he doesn't actually mention bracha. So it could be the Tveger held that the Rambam holds that the bracha is not Dereisa, the bracha only Derabonon. But the Mishruz is what's with the loss of Shvach V'kilos. So L'chayr, even if there are Rishayim who argue on the Rambam, but L'chayr the Dreg is asking, L'chayr the B'yalach is asking, well, nice, the Rambam hold like that, we should, the Dreg is called B'chayshish for Das Rambam. So some L'chayr in Taka say that you don't say to someone, good Monday, good Tuesday, you only say good Shabbos. So the fact you wish someone a good Shabbos, that itself shows that there's something special about Yom HaShabbos. A little bit derachik, but it could be that's the Shat Irm Tveger.
Some people have to pay them not to say good Shabbos on Friday, right? The
good Nerev Shabbos.
Good Nerev
Shabbos. Right. Well, if you have a good Shabbos, that's like I'll shame us, right? But good Shabbos, the only wish on Shabbos itself. I don't know.
I don't know.
It depends when you would say. If you say early enough, then you'd say too early in the afternoon, you keep the Kabbalah Shabbos then anyway. Just another interesting thing. One more halacha that's derived from the Zachas Yom HaShabbos is the Mishnah brings down, in some Mishnah Zayin, they bring down Mishnah Shalah, that when you wish someone, when you meet someone on Shabbos, you shouldn't wish them good morning or good afternoon or good night, but rather you should say good Shabbos. And the Shalah says this is all based on Zachas Yom HaShabbos, that your greeting on Shabbos should always, whatever, however you greet someone on Shabbos, should always be mentioning Shabbos. So normally you would say to someone good morning when you see them first thing in the morning on good Shabbos. You should always greet someone good Shabbos, and the Shalah says that's part of the mitzvah of Zachas Yom HaShabbos.
Again and again and again and again.